Sometimes you meet a person, and from the very first second on that you have met that person, that you know that person, you know they are going to be so very special in your life. Sometimes you meet a person and you talk to them a lot. God, you talk to them so much that soon, a few days, weeks, you can't even imagine your days without them anymore. They have become an essential part of your daily routine, your daily life, an essential part of what makes you happy. Whenever you see the message pop up, or whenever you see that call, you become so very happy. Soon you realize that this person that you've met through such unlikely circumstances suddenly knows so much more about you than you would ever thought you would share with another human being. This person knows your deepest desires and your shameful admissions, that this person knows your quirks and has noticed the things you do in that way that only you do them. Soon when you joke, "Have you met me?" or "Do you even know me?" when they say something, they can reply with, "Yes, I do." And they mean it. And you know that it's true. Sometimes you fall in love with that person. Sometimes you fall in love with that person and it's beautiful. And it makes you so happy. Sometimes at night you lay in bed and wonder to yourself how the fuck something so good came out of something so weird. You think to yourself, how did this even happen? Because you just fell into it. It just happened so gradually. And you lay in bed at night and you wish they were there with you because they are so far away. But still, it's all worth it. The heartache and the pain of them being away is worth it because they are such a radiant presence in your life. They don't have to be there physically because their mental presence is more than enough. Because you love them and they love you, and neither of you has said it, but you both know. Because love is a sneaky bitch and hits when you least expect it. It sneaks into your heart and when do you realize it's there and you can't get it out anymore and you don't want to. God, you don't want to. And in every message you exchange with that person, every call and every picture you send and every message you write, they can tell that you love them. And you can tell that they love you. And one day, it slips out, the admission just slips out and we both freeze. And then you laugh and relieve when the other person says, "I love you too." And then you're both mind-numbingly happy and in love. But sometimes love isn't enough. Sometimes you connect to a person on such a deep level, but it's not enough to be with each other for real. Even though you love this person and they love you, you can't give them what they need and they can't give you what you need. And that admission hurts more than anything you would have ever thought. And sometimes, yeah, you realize then it just doesn't work. That sometimes life and love are bitches. That sometimes love sneaks into your heart and grows and grows, only to rip it apart. And it feels like your world's being torn to shreds. And suddenly your days are empty. Suddenly such a huge part of you is missing that you hadn't even known that had been there. And they had slowly taken a part of you, of your soul. When you stop, I take it with them. I don't know what's the lesson to hear. I don't know. I always give other people the advice of it will get better. And I know it will, rationally. I know it will get better. Every worst day in my life so far, I've survived, and I'm here. And I'll keep surviving, and at some point I'll probably be happy again, but the doubts linger. Could you have made more sacrifices to keep this going? Was there any way that you could have kept making each other happy? Will I connect like this to someone else again? It's hard getting closure. It's hard walking away from someone who loves you. And I don't know why I'm recording this, honestly. I don't know why I'm burying myself like this and putting it on the internet, but maybe some of you relate. Maybe it helps hearing that someone else also feels your pain. That you're not alone. That things like this happen to other people. And maybe it helps to get the reminder it was all worth it. Because it's easy to think to yourself, I wish this had never started. Because then I wouldn't have gotten hurt. And I wouldn't have hurt the other person. But in the end, doesn't matter, because for the time that it happened, it was glorious and you were so happy, and so were they. And you'll cherish those memories forever. And yes, it hurts, but it was also good. It was so good. We'll be okay. Somewhere down the road, we will be okay. It will hurt, and the days will be empty. And yes, you'll cry a lot. Yes, I will cry a lot. But someday it will hurt less. And you'll be able to think of them with a smile. And you'll be able to thank yourself for letting yourself feel that way. And you'll thank that sneaky bitch love for making you feel those things, those wonderful things. We'll be okay, but it will take a while. But we're not broken. We're just bent. And we will learn to love again. And I'm quoting songs. I'm quoting a Pink song. And I can't even. I wasn't even going there intentionally. But it is true. We'll be happy again. And it was all worth it. Love is worth it.